the gas price increase, which was announced as most Iranians had gone to bed, came as Iran is struggling to fill a yawning budget gap. The Trump administration sanctions, mostly notably their tight restrictions on exports of Iran's oil, are a big reason for the shortfall. The sanctions are meant to pressure Iran into renegotiating the 2015 nuclear agreement between Iran and major world powers, which President Trump abandoned, calling it too weak. Most of the nationwide unrest seemed concentrated in neighborhoods and cities populated by low-income and working-class families, suggesting this was an uprising born in the historically loyal power base of Iran's post-revolutionary hierarchy. Many Iranians, stupefied and embittered, have directed their hostility directly at the supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, who called the crackdown a justified response to a plot by Iran's enemies at home and abroad. The killings prompted a provocative warning from Mir Hussein Mousavi, an opposition leader and former presidential candidate whose 2009 election loss set off peaceful demonstrations that Ayatollah Khamenei also suppressed by force. In a statement posted Saturday on an opposition website, Mr. Mousavi, who had been under house arrest since 2011 and seldom speaks publicly, blamed the supreme leader for the killings. He compared them to an infamous 1978 massacre by government forces that led to the downfall of Shah Mohammad Reza Pahlavi. A year later, at the hands of the Islamic revolutionaries, who now rule the country. The killers of the year 1978 were the representatives of a non-religious regime, and the agents and shooters of November 2019 are the representatives of a religious government, he said. Then the commander-in-chief was the Shah, and today, here, the supreme leader with absolute authority. The authorities have declined to specify casualties and arrests and have denounced unofficial figures on the national death toll as speculative. But the nation's interior minister, Abdolreza Rahmani Fazli, has cited widespread unrest around the country. On state media, he said that protests had erupted in 29 out of 31 provinces and 50 military bases had been attacked, which, if true, suggested a level of coordination absent in the earlier protests. Iran's official media have reported that several members of the security forces were killed and injured during the clashes.